Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration. Welcome to episode 32. My name is Adam Mayer. I'm your host, and I'm the Director of Career and Academic Programming in University College. Today is a special big-time episode. My friend, my colleague, fellow musician, the progenitor for Manual Automatic Podcast, Jeff Boulos, Career and Internship Advisor in the College for Community Health. Jeff, welcome back.
Dude, I'm a kid in a candy store right now. Nice. It's great to be back. Switching seats with you here, but really excited to be here, and thanks for asking me to do this.
Definitely. Couldn't wait to get you in here. So let's get to it.
Yeah.
Looking at your undergrad at Loyola, your master's degree here at Montclair State, tell us about your journey, how you got into those majors, things that resonate.
Sure. I entered Loyola not as a psychology major. Mm-hmm. I had this game plan that I was going to be a history major, then be a history high school teacher.
Okay.
A lot of my roots, I love American history. I still do. I really loved and enjoyed studying history, and I was involved in high school, and a lot of my mentors in high school and two that I still keep in touch with were history teachers. So I ended up taking some classes, didn't really like history, shifted gears to communications. Shout out to College of the Arts students. Didn't really, like that either. I wasn't really gravitating and sticking with that, although I obviously love radio and have an affinity for doing the, these types of ventures and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I then really found myself in psychology through an intro to psych class.
Okay.
Where the professor connected with me, and I connected with the professor, and he's still a mentor of mine today. Dr. Lopresto is a great individual. He's now since retired, but he really kind of turned me on to the subject, and he maybe did a little bit of a recruiting effort there, but I really enjoyed psychology and studying the way we think, the way people think and the mind, what goes on in the mind and how it connects to the body. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a really interesting topic, and I think it lent itself really to my, at the time I didn't realize this, let me say it that way.
Sure.
But it lent itself to my skills and my then now connecting with students and just connecting with people and building relationships and collaborating. So I think that's something that I always sought for, and I loved learning from people. And I think psychology kind of, I didn't realize at the time, but now it really lends itself to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the master's degree in counseling, similar in some ways, helping people, looking at motivations, behavior, that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my senior year, which maybe some of our students that are helping with this podcast will be going through, I had a, what am I doing with my life and what's going on here? And I tried the psychology route and kind of mental health route and did some research, and it just wasn't for me. I think my mentors also at that time were people that had this degree in higher ed. And I asked them, what's that about? Like, what is going on here? And, SparkNote version, it's the ability to work with college students, right? And kind of learning the inner workings of a collegiate campus. And I was an orientation leader. I think that lent itself to this story. So really involved on campus. I was also, Adam, I was involved with the radio station on
Shocker.
Campus. I was a DJ. So I was really connected, and I led some retreats through campus ministry at Loyola since it's a Jesuit institution. So I had all these roots, and I said, what's going on being that I'm a New Jersey native? What kind of graduate programs are up in my area that relate and can lend itself to this career path? And I found myself enrolling in Montclair State University's counseling program. I really enjoyed it because it taught you the art of counseling first. Mm. And I know that you're an alum of the program before we dove into those higher ed and student affairs classes. Another kind of quick moment to just pause there for a second. I was in that program, and I entered in, not in higher ed, I entered in the school counseling track thinking I was, again, another moment that I was going to be a guidance counselor or a school counselor for a high school working with, students that are navigating the collegiate process and everything. Really wanted to coach ice hockey at the time. Was really, I love ice hockey. That's another passion of mine, another podcast episode, if you will. But I then said, this wasn't for me. And I really leveraged my networking muscles. Mm-hmm. I spoke to some people in the field. They kind of taught me, you know, informational interviews, something that we preach 100% to our students to do, which kind of in a way is like a glass door effect, right? Mm-hmm. That gives us a little insight as to what's going on in that industry, in that field. And some of them just shared some things that wasn't really for me. And I was still early enough in the program to make the switch to student affairs in higher ed. I think, you know, I don't know, we can get into the career advising aspect of it, which the way that came to be was I'm sitting next to my Jedi mentor, so I'm a little nervous here. But it came time as any graduate program to do a practicum or an internship, and I was scrambling and I was looking for something on campus here. And by no means I want to say that I entered in the counseling program thinking I was going to do career coaching and advising. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said, school counseling was my thing, and even higher ed, I knew of academic advising and had academic advisors, but I didn't know career was a component to that. Mm. And I saw, I don't know if it was a note from you, I don't know who it was, but through the waiver wire, Career Center, right. You were looking for a grad intern, and here I am today. So, and at the time, I think it was a great scope that you were, you know, coaching students who were undeclared, right. You know, and UC was not created at that time.
At that point, right.
I know we're gonna date ourselves here, but it's okay. And you're also coaching alumni. So right. There's a really good exposure to two different types of student populations with different career kind of obstacles and challenges that I was able to get really good exposure from you on that. And really a lot of what I know and what I do today is thanks to you. So make a shout out to you. And I wouldn't be here. I know you got to just take the humble pie. But I wouldn't be here today without your guidance and help. So really, thank you.
We could do quite a long time about just congratulating each other. And here too, this podcast is in some ways reflective of what you started here at Montclair State. And I think Thanks. If we look at what you'd shared, Loyola doing the radio station, getting exposure onto graduate school, trying things on as way of internship. So that experiential education piece was so critical to so many of us in finding our way. So mm-hmm. I think what we're trying to say here is, it's okay to be vulnerable. Make sure you get out there and get involved.
Yeah, and one of my mantras, and I'm glad that you brought up the word vulnerability, is that word vulnerability. And I think we tend to learn most about ourselves when we're outside of our comfort zone, right. When we are feeling vulnerable. And I think it's okay to try new things and see what's out there, but also reach out to people that have gone through this and learn from them. I think people love talking about themselves, networking. Sure. That's something that I'm always talking to students day to day about. And I've had people that reach out to me and ask for advice and things, but I'm also a lifelong learner. I love learning how people got from A to B, and and that's what embodies this podcast is really was a reach out to Annabella saying, what's something that we can do that's partnership related? And then she took it even a step further and said, let's connect this with a class, you know, and have them, you know, edit and produce it. So that in itself, what we're doing right now, I think lives to that, stepping outside your comfort zone, seeing what's out there and trying new things. And I think that's something I tell students to do all the time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So looking present day, tell us about your current role, Jeff, as a career and internship advisor in the College for Community Health. What do you love about the position? What do you find maybe perhaps that's challenging?
My current role right now, I support the health science majors here on campus, but my primary focus is with nutrition and food science.
Okay.
And what an interesting field that is that I've come to learn a lot about and I'm still, you know, learning about. That's not my background primarily in nutrition, food science, but I've been learning a lot about registered dietitians and everything. But still that aspect of coaching students I love, right? That professional development side of things, treating networking as a muscle that you work out, similar to being an athlete that you train, you practice, you work hard. Same kind of concept is applied to networking. The more you practice it and do it, the better you'll be at it, mm-hmm. the more comfortable you'll be with reaching out to people. So I kind of have a lot of those conversations as well as interview prep conversations with students, you mm-hmm. know, checking their resumes, making sure we're doing our best practices. And that's where I feel, you know, most fulfilled. Some obstacles and challenges I will say is, you know, to preface our majors, they're required to do an internship, which I think is fantastic.
I love that.
It's my cheesy joke that is baked into the major, if you will. So I think it's great because they're graduating then with some career and professional development that they're able to bolster their resume that they did some sort of experiential learning or experience right. before graduating in this field. And it maybe taught them what they like or what they didn't like. The challenge with that is I'm really kind of tapping into that relationship building with employers. Getting visibility with them sometimes is a little bit difficult. Getting on their radar to ensure that they are in alignment with our semester alignment
right.
is key to this course that they need in order to do the internship. So I think, you know, really tapping into those relationships, whether it be through networking is something that I'm always doing with food science and, you know, nutrition and food science students that have graduated and gone on to do great things versus just trying to create relationships with new people. That's something that's really welcome too, but that comes with challenges. And I think it's something that you have to really, you know, devote time to. And sometimes there's only so much time we have in a day to get right. things done. And we've talked about this, that you have a list of things A through B and you barely get to A that you want to do that day. So, but I love it. I love building relationships with people, reaching across the aisle. And that's something that is, I think, one of my strengths, you know, to be honest. And I love doing that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely a collaborator, Jeff. Yeah, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
So with this, we're talking about experiential education, trying things on, getting into higher education. You and I both were not aware that this was a field necessarily.
Right.
We both weren't aware that career advising, career counseling, that sort of thing was a field as well. But once we get into a certain field, and this one in particular, higher ed, other opportunities arise. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about one of those for you as an adjunct professor.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I get to do, which I'm very fortunate, is to teach outside of our role. And I think it gives me more visibility with the nutrition and food science students that are freshmen coming into Montclair State University, which is excellent, and really get to know them and really stress that, you know, the career component, what they can do with their degree. So I'm fortunate to kind of be their navigator off the bat. That's the way I treat, you know, that class, and to really be a advocate for them. So I'm really, you know, kind of grateful that I get to do that and to show them all the resources that are available to them. I know it's a difficult time transitioning from high school to college, but I think that's something that is, you know, if you surround yourself with the right people and that you tap into these resources that are part of our campus, you can really, you know, build yourself a successful network semester and, you know, achieve your goals. So the other class I also am a part of is with exercise science students and their internship class, which prepares them for the internship component that they also have to do as a part of their major. So those are more of the upperclassmen, not really the first year students. And again, teaching them networking. One of the assignments is doing an informational interview, which is great. And a lot of them, you know, at first never even heard of what that concept is. So they weren't sure how to go about it. You know, we did the whole LinkedIn spiel and how LinkedIn is the number one kind of vehicle for networking. So I'm really fortunate to kind of teach. And to me, that I feel most fulfilled because that also taps into my presentation skills. I love giving workshops. Mm-hmm. I love presenting, kind of, you know, getting in front of the classroom. And especially if it's a topic that is near and dear to me, that's really important. You'll see that, you know, passion and kind of animation come through. So I love it, and I'm fortunate that I'm able to do that here.
Absolutely. So we all have wish lists at work. What would be on Jeff Poulos' wish list?
My wish list. This is a good question. I mean, does this pertain to work, or this could pertain to an interest?
Typically work, like the day-to-day.
I know. I was just kidding with you. The day-to-day wish list, I think, is ensuring that employers, you know that our students are doing really good work. And I know that's a deep wish, I think, right? May require some rubbing a lamp and a genie coming out. But I think sometimes showing employers that we have the best students here on campus that are the most resilient, hardworking, positive attitude students, that they are doing other things outside of their role as a student to make ends meet, and they're diverse, I think is excellent. And I think sometimes one of my wishes is that I would love to just show them right off the bat, like, these are great students and they're ready to work and provide for you.
Absolutely. So given your knowledge, where you are in your career, we always like to do a little back to the future. So with that,
hop in the DeLorean.
Right. Knowing what you know now, Jeff, what advice would you give yourself, say, freshman or sophomore year?
I would tell myself to just take a deep breath, you know, just to get to tap into the physiological aspect of that things are going to be okay. But I would also say, try new things. Don't let your peers, possibly colleagues, influence your decision making. That's a heavy one. I know that's easier said than done. But surround yourself with people that are going to push you. They're going to push you outside that vulnerability, outside that comfort zone, because that's really where you're going to grow and see you do things and find, and see you do things that are new, but you can find strength in that. And right. I think that's something that is, I would stress to myself, you know, if I was a freshman and sophomore, and I would stress to everyone that's going to be listening, try new things just because it's interesting to you. And if you find that your peers or friendship group is like, I'm not into that, don't let that influence your decision-making. If you want to try it, you go for it. And really tap into your resources on the college campus. I think there's really good people here doing good work. At the time at Loyola, there's good people there doing good work, and get to know your professors, your faculty, I think is a huge thing that goes with that too. So,
but absolutely.
Yeah, that's that was a quick ride in the DeLorean.
Sounds good, dude.
Love it.
So glad we got back on the mic. Jeff,
me too.
Thank you so much for coming in. Great advice, and I'm sure we'll cross paths again in the future.
Thank you for having me.